The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Oh, come let us adore him. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Sunday, January 2nd, 2022. It is the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2, and Sunday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. In today's Gospel, on the Feast of the Epiphany, we experience the confidence of the Gentile Magi who seek God's goodness in the Christ child. God guides all those who choose to walk in His radiant light. So let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. In the month of January, we join Pope Francis in praying for all those suffering from religious discrimination and persecution. May their own rights and dignity be recognized, which originate from being brothers and sisters in the human family. 10 minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today is the great feast of the Epiphany. This feast is celebrated as one of the earliest huge feasts of the Church. Let us read from the Gospel now. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them, "Where is the Christ to be born?" They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come forth a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" This gospel scene, where wise men come to see Jesus, is in Christmas season really Jesus coming to see, to visit wise men of this world. So perhaps we too have been celebrating in song since our youth in the hymn, the Christmas carol, "We Three Kings." "We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light." The next three verses were written to be sung in solo, one for each of the Magi. The first, to do with gold, the gift for a king. The second, frankincense, a gift for the deity. And the third, myrrh, for the one who would die. An old tradition yields us their names, Caspar, Melchior, and Balthasar. and in many parts of the world it leaves a tradition of the blessing of homes, whereby above the doorway of the home we put the first two numbers of the year. This year would be 20, and then the initials C plus M plus B, and then the year, this year 22. C, M, and B being the initials of Caspar, Melchior, and Balthasar, but also signifying Christus Mansionem Benedicat, may Christ bless this dwelling. Lord, may you bless our homes where we live. Lord Jesus, may you bless our hearts where you want to live. Our hearts filled with joy in this great feast, by which, in many parts of the world, gifts are exchanged instead of on Christmas Day. It is our great joy, Lord, that you give yourself to us, beginning your life as a babe. We see you thus, so approachable, how you have manifested yourself. Epiphany, the Greek word, means manifestation. Pope Benedict XVI, in a homily, said, "The light that shone in the night at Christmas, illuminating the Bethlehem grotto, where Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds remained in silent adoration, shines out today and is manifested to all. The Epiphany is a mystery of light, symbolically suggested by the star that guided the Magi on their journey. The true source of light, however, the sun that rises from on high, is Christ." In the mystery of Christmas, Christ's light shines on the earth, spreading, as it were, in concentric circles. First of all, it shines on the Holy Family of Nazareth. The Virgin Mary and Joseph are illuminated by the divine presence of the infant Jesus. The light of the Redeemer is then manifested to the shepherds of Bethlehem, who, informed by an angel, hasten immediately to the grotto and find there the sign that had been foretold to them, the child wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Finally, Christ's brightness shines out, reaching the Magi, who are the first fruits of the pagan peoples. Guide me, Jesus, to rejoice in the light that is you and your love. What is this light? Continues Pope Benedict. Is it merely an evocative metaphor, or does this image correspond to reality? St. John, in his first letter, says, "God is light, in him there is no darkness. God is love." These two affirmations, taken together, help us to understand better the light that shone forth at Christmas, which is manifested to the peoples today, is God's love revealed in the person of the incarnate Word. Attracted by this light, the Magi arrived from the East. Yes, Lord, grant me the grace to see this light, to follow this light, as did these Magi. Pope Benedict says, "The Magi worshipped a simple child in the arms of his mother Mary, because, in turn, they recognized the source of the twofold light that had guided them, the light of the star and the light of the Scriptures. In him they recognized the King of the Jews, the glory of Israel, but also the King of all the peoples. The mystery of the Church and her missionary dimension are also revealed in the liturgical context of the Epiphany. She is called to make Christ's light shine in the world, reflecting in it herself as the moon reflects the light of the sun. This is what disciples of Christ must do. Trained by him to live in the way of the Beatitudes, they must attract all people to God through a witness of love. Quote, in the same way, your light must shine before men, so that they may see goodness in your deeds and give praise to your heavenly Father." In the dark comedy, Dr. Strangelove, the ultimate deterrent of nuclear war is a doomsday machine, where if it explodes, the whole world is lost to radiation. And one of the celebrated quotes is, from Dr. Strangelove. Yes, but the whole point of the Doomsday Machine is lost if you keep it a secret. Why didn't you tell the world? We have just the opposite in Christ that we have to give away to save the whole world. And the same irony must not be played on us. Why would we ever keep Christ Jesus, you, Lord, a secret? For you are the light of the world, Lumen Gentium. St. Peter, in the Acts of the Apostles, said, Now I really understand that God is not a respecter of persons, but in every nation, he who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. St. Paul, later in the same Acts of the Apostles, said, It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, behold, we now turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, I have set you for a light to the Gentiles, to be a means of salvation to the very ends of the earth. This is our feast, that to the very ends of the earth all the peoples of the world have been called to share the bounty of Bethlehem. Jesus, help me to see this great gift, yourself. Help me to be bold in speaking of you. In the same way that the three kings were humble enough to make it to Bethlehem and to meet the child Jesus, Lord, grant me the grace to be humble as well, to be your instrument among all those I know and meet, to give you away, myself a poor instrument, but you the great gift to others, the great gift to all the peoples of the world. Yes, today the Epiphany, the manifestation of your loving covenant relation with all peoples, the final covenant of your love to reach all the ends of the earth, to reach to the end of time all peoples. How much love you have shown to me, Jesus. Help me to be a light, your light, to all peoples that I meet. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help for putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 12 past the hour on the solemnity of the Epiphany. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin the liturgical day joining in prayer with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness. When at Meribah and Massah, they challenged me and provoked me. Although they had seen all of my works.
Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
God, Father, praise and glory, your children come to sing. Goodwill and peace to mankind, the gifts your kingdom brings.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored. And you, Lord, co-eternal, God's sole begotten Son, O Jesus, King anointed, you have redemption won. O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored. O Holy Ghost, Creator, gift of God Most High, life, love, and holy wisdom, our weakness now supply. O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
From Tarshish and from the islands, kings have come to offer gifts to the Lord our King. From Tarshish and from the islands, kings have come to offer gifts to the Lord our King.
O God, give your judgment to the King, to a king's son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment.
May the mountains bring forth peace for the people and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people and save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor.
He shall endure like the sun and the moon from age to age. He shall descend like rain on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth.
In his days, justice shall flourish, and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, and the great river to earth's bounds.
Before him his enemies shall fall, his foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the sea coasts shall pay him tribute.
The kings of Sheba and Seba, shall bring him gifts. Before him all kings shall fall prostrate, all nations shall serve him. For he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak and save the lives of the poor.
From oppression he will rescue their lives. To him their blood is dear.
Long may he live. May the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing and bless him all the day.
May corn be abundant in the land, to the peaks of the mountains. May its fruit rustle like Lebanon. May men flourish in the cities like grass on the earth.
May his name be blessed forever and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. All nations bless his name.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name. Let his glory fill the earth.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
From Tarshish and from the islands, kings have come to offer gifts to the Lord our King. Adore the Lord in his holy court. Alleluia.
Adore the Lord in his holy court. Alleluia.
O sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. O sing to the Lord, bless his name.
Proclaim his help day by day. Tell among the nations his glory and his wonders among all the peoples.
The Lord is great and worthy of praise, to be feared above all gods. The gods of the heathens are not.
It was the Lord who made the heavens. His are majesty and state and power and splendor in his holy place.
Give the Lord, you families of people. Give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name.
Bring an offering and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in his temple. O earth, tremble before him.
Proclaim to the nations, God is king. The world he made firm in its place, he will judge the peoples in fairness.
Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. Let the sea and all within it thunder praise. Let the land and all it bears rejoice. All the trees of the wood shout for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he comes. He comes to rule the earth. With justice he will rule the world. He will judge the peoples with his truth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Adore the Lord in his holy court. Alleluia.
Worship the Lord, all you his angels. Alleluia.
Worship the Lord, all you his angels. Alleluia.
The Lord is King. Let earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne, justice and right.
A fire prepares his path. It burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth trembles at the sight.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. All people see his glory.
Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits, worship him.
Zion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice. because of your judgments, O Lord.
For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked.
Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Worship the Lord, all you his angels. Alleluia.
The heavens proclaim the justice of God. All nations shall see his glory. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, O Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick black clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow, for the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered for you. The rams of Nebaioth shall be your sacrifices. They will be acceptable offerings on my altar, and I will enhance the splendor of my house. What are these that fly along like clouds, like doves to their cotes? All the vessels of the sea are assembled, with the ships of Tarshish in the lead. To bring your children from afar with their silver and gold, in the name of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, who has glorified you. Foreigners shall rebuild your walls, and their kings shall be your attendants. Though I struck you in my wrath, yet in my good will I have shown you mercy. Your gates shall stand open constantly. Day and night they shall not be closed, but shall admit to you the wealth of nations and their kings in the vanguard. For the people or kingdom shall perish that does not serve you. Those nations shall be utterly destroyed. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the plane, and the pine, to bring beauty to my sanctuary and glory to the place where I set my feet. The children of your oppressors shall come, bowing low before you. All those who despised you shall fall prostrate at your feet. They shall call you City of the Lord, Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Once you were forsaken, hated, and unvisited. Now I will make you the pride of the ages, a joy to generation after generation. You shall suck the milk of nations and be nursed at royal breasts. You shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. In place of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, silver. In place of wood, bronze. Instead of stones, iron. I will appoint peace your governor, and justice your ruler. No longer shall violence be heard of in your land. or plunder and ruin within your boundaries. You shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. No longer shall the sun be your light by day, nor the brightness of the moon shine upon you at night. The Lord shall be your light forever. Your God shall be your glory. No longer shall your sun go down or your moon withdraw, for the Lord will be your light forever, and the days of your mourning shall be at an end. Your people shall all be just. They shall always possess the land. They, the bud of my planting, my handiwork to show my glory. The smallest shall become a thousand, the youngest a mighty nation. I, the Lord, will swiftly accomplish these things when their time comes. The word of the Lord. Arise. Shine forth, Jerusalem, for now your light has come. The glory of your God has risen upon you. All nations will walk in your brightness, and kings in the splendor of your dawn. The glory of your God has risen upon you. A reading from a sermon by Saint Leo the Great, Pope. The loving providence of God determined that in the last days he would aid the world, set on its course to destruction. He decreed that all nations should be saved in Christ. A promise had been made to the holy patriarch Abraham in regard to those nations. He was to have a countless progeny born not from his body, but from the seed of faith. His descendants are therefore compared with the array of the stars. The father of all nations was to hope not in an earthly progeny, but in a progeny from above. Let the full number of the nations now take their place in the family of the patriarchs. Let the children of the promise now receive the blessing in the seed of Abraham, the blessing renounced by the children of his flesh. In the persons of the Magi, let all people adore the Creator of the universe. Let God be known not in Judea only, but in the whole world, so that His name may be great in all Israel. Dear friends, now that we have received instruction in this revelation of God's grace, let us celebrate with spiritual joy the day of our first harvesting, of the first calling of the Gentiles. Let us give thanks to the merciful God who has made us worthy, in the words of the Apostle, to share the position of the saints in light, who has rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. As Isaiah prophesied, the people of the Gentiles who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who dwelt in the region of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. He spoke of them to the Lord. The Gentiles who do not know you will invoke you, and the peoples who knew you not will take refuge in you. This is the day that Abraham saw and rejoiced to see, when he knew that the sons born of his faith would be blessed in his seed. That is, in Christ. Believing that he would be the father of the nations, he looked into the future, giving glory to God, in full awareness that God is able to do what he has promised. This is the day that David prophesied in the Psalms, when he said, "All the nations that you have brought into being will come and fall down in adoration in your presence, Lord, and glorify your name." Again, the Lord has made known his salvation. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. This came to be fulfilled, as we know, from the time when the star beckoned the three wise men out of their distant country and led them to recognize and adore the King of heaven and earth. The obedience of the star calls us to imitate its humble service, to be servants as best we can of the grace that invites all men to find Christ. Dear friends, you must have the same zeal to be of help to one another. Then, in the kingdom of God, to which faith and good works are the way, you will shine as children of the light. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen. This is the glorious day on which Christ himself, the Savior of the world, appeared. The prophets foretold him. The angels worshipped him. The Magi saw his star and rejoiced to lay their treasures at his feet. God's holy day has dawned for us at last. Come, all you peoples, and adore the Lord.
The Magi saw his star and rejoiced to lay their treasures at his feet.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day revealed your only begotten Son to the nations by the guidance of a star, grant in your mercy that we, who know you already by faith, may be brought to behold the beauty of your sublime glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Nineteen minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it's the arrival of the Magi, the wise men, from the second chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem.
Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him,
"In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet. And you, O Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will govern my people Israel."
Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem.
"Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him."
When they had heard the king, they went their way. And lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. 17 before the hour, let's continue praying. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
wise men opened their treasures and offered to the Lord gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Alleluia.
The wise men opened their treasures and offered to the Lord gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Alleluia.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hand. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The wise men opened their treasures and offered to the Lord gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Alleluia. Mighty seas and rivers, bless the Lord. Springs of water, sing his praises. Alleluia.
Mighty seas and rivers, bless the Lord. Springs of water, sing his praises. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Mighty seas and rivers, bless the Lord. Springs of water, sing his praises. Alleluia.
Jerusalem, your light has come. The glory of the Lord dawns upon you. Men of every race shall walk in the splendor of your sunrise. Alleluia. Jerusalem, your light has come. The glory of the Lord dawns upon you. Men of every race shall walk in the splendor of your sunrise. Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Jerusalem, your light has come. The glory of the Lord dawns upon you. Men of every race shall walk in the splendor of your sunrise. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, your God is King. Hark, your watchmen raise a cry. Together they shout for joy, for they see directly before their eyes the Lord restoring Zion. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord comforts his people, he redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
Men and women of every nation will serve him.
They will bow down in worship.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
Today the bridegroom claims his bride, the church. Since Christ has washed her sins away in Jordan's water, the Magi hasten with their gifts to the royal wedding, and the wedding guests rejoice, for Christ has changed water into wine. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Today the bridegroom claims his bride, the Church. Since Christ has washed her sins away in Jordan's water, the Magi hasten with their gifts to the royal wedding, and the wedding guests rejoice. For Christ has changed water into wine. Alleluia. Today our Savior was adored by the Magi. Let us also worship him with joy as we pray.
Light from light, shine on us this day.
Christ, you revealed yourself in the flesh.
Sanctify us through prayer and word of God.
Light from light, shine on us this day. Christ, your witness was the Spirit.
Free our lives from the spirit of doubt.
Light from light, shine on us this day. Christ, you revealed yourself to the angels.
Help us to feel the joy of heaven on earth.
Light from light, shine on us this day. Christ, you were proclaimed to the nations.
By the power of the Holy Spirit, open the hearts of all.
Light from light, shine on us this day. Christ, you generated faith in the world.
Renew the faith of all believers.
Light from light, shine on us this day. Christ, you were taken up in glory.
Enkindle in us a longing for your kingdom.
Light from light, shine on us this day.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who on this day revealed your only begotten Son to the nations by the guidance of a star, grant in your mercy that we, who know you already by faith, may be brought to behold the beauty of your sublime glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Hey, there is one more week of the Christmas season. It doesn't end until the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, a week from today. Get to Mass today. Receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great and a holy day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.